Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Conscious Caregiver, A Mindful Approach to Caring for Your Loved One, Without Losing Yourself by Linda Abbott, is a practical caregiving guide focused on the emotional, physical, and relational demands of family care, written for people supporting aging parents, spouses, or other loved ones. The book combines elder care experience with a mindfulness framework to help caregivers stay effective without becoming overwhelmed. Its central purpose is not simply to provide task-based advice, but to show how self-awareness, calm response, and self-care can improve both caregiving and personal well-being. The book is especially relevant to readers navigating long-term or dementia-related care, where stress, fatigue, and difficult communication are common. Rather than treating caregiver burnout as an afterthought, Abbott places it at the center of the discussion and offers a balanced approach that supports both the care recipient and the caregiver. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mindfulness is a working tool for everyday caregiving decisions. A defining feature of the book is its use of mindfulness, not as an abstract wellness idea, but as a practical method for caregiving under pressure. Abbott presents mindfulness as present moment awareness without judgment, which matters because caregivers often make decisions while tired, anxious, or emotionally overloaded. In that state, conflicts can escalate and practical judgment can narrow. The book argues that a more conscious mental stance helps caregivers slow down, notice what is happening, and respond rather than react. That matters in ordinary situations such as medication routines, scheduling, family disagreements, or conversations with medical staff. The value of this approach is that it links emotional regulation to better caregiving outcomes. Instead of separating inner calm from daily responsibilities, the book shows that the two are connected. This makes the book distinct from many caregiving guides that focus mainly on logistics. Abbott frames mindfulness as a usable discipline that supports clarity, patience, and steadier decision-making across the full caregiving experience. Secondly, protecting the caregiver from burnout and emotional depletion. Another major topic is the risk of burnout, which the book treats as a central caregiving problem rather than a secondary concern. Abbott repeatedly emphasizes that sustained caregiving can drain energy, attention, and emotional resilience, especially when the caregiver feels responsible for everything. The book's practical value lies in its insistence that self-care is not selfish but necessary for long-term caregiving. This includes making time to rest, maintaining physical health, and noticing signs of exhaustion before they become crises. The book also recognizes that caregivers often neglect themselves because the person needing care seems to require constant attention. By naming this pattern directly, Abbott helps readers understand why burnout develops and why it is so common. The analytical strength of this section of the book is that it reframes caregiver well-being as part of the care system itself. If the caregiver collapses emotionally or physically, the quality of care declines. In that sense, self-care is not a luxury or a separate project. It is a condition for sustainability. That makes the book especially useful for readers who have been pushed into caregiving without adequate preparation or support. Thirdly, communication strategies for family conflict, support networks, and medical teams. The book also gives strong attention to communication, which is one of the most difficult areas of family caregiving. Abbott addresses the need to talk with loved ones about care needs, to coordinate with relatives, and to work with medical professionals in a way that reduces confusion and emotional strain. These conversations are often tense because caregiving involves both practical decisions and sensitive family dynamics. The book's contribution is to show how mindful communication can improve understanding and reduce escalation. A calmer, more deliberate approach can help caregivers explain boundaries, ask for help, and share responsibilities more clearly. It also helps when speaking with doctors or other members of the care team, where clarity and composure can affect the quality of information exchanged. This is important because many caregiver problems are not only about workload, but about miscommunication and unspoken expectations. By treating communication as a skill that can be trained, the book gives readers a more realistic way to handle conflict and coordination. It moves beyond generic advice and shows that caregiving is deeply relational, requiring negotiation as much as compassion. Fourthly, balancing practical care duties with financial and logistical realities. A useful dimension of the book is its attention to the non-emotional realities of caregiving, including finances, logistics, and outside help. Caregiving is often discussed in emotional terms, but Abbott recognizes that the role also requires planning, coordination, and practical problem-solving. Readers are encouraged to think about how care is funded, how outside services fit into the arrangement, and how daily responsibilities can be organized without constant crisis. This matters because financial pressure and logistical confusion can intensify stress even when the caregiver is emotionally committed. By including these concerns, the book acknowledges that mindfulness alone is not enough unless it is paired with concrete planning. The value of this section is that it broadens the definition of caregiving competence. A good caregiver is not only compassionate but also able to manage schedules, resources, and support systems with enough structure to reduce overload. The book therefore serves readers who need help translating concern into an actual care plan. That practical orientation is one reason the book is frequently recommended alongside other caregiver resource guides. Lastly, a caregiver-centered perspective shaped by long-term elder care experience. The book stands out because it is grounded in Linda Abbott's long experience in elder care and family caregiving, which gives the advice a practical and credible tone. Rather than presenting caregiving as a detached theory, the book reflects the realities of supporting aging parents and loved ones over time, including dementia-related care. This background matters because it shapes the book's perspective. The caregiver is not treated as an invisible helper, but as a person whose emotional limits and personal identity must be preserved. That is reflected in the book's title and in its repeated concern with helping readers care for others without losing themselves. The book's originality comes from this balance between empathy and discipline. It does not deny the nobility or meaning of caregiving, but it also does not romanticize sacrifice. Instead, it offers a realistic framework for sustaining care over months or years. For readers comparing caregiving books, this practical elder care grounding is one of its clearest advantages. It feels designed for people living inside caregiving pressures, not for readers seeking only inspiration or general advice. In conclusion, The Conscious Caregiver is best suited for family caregivers, especially those supporting aging parents, relatives with chronic illness, or loved ones with dementia-related needs. It will also benefit readers who feel overwhelmed by caregiving duties and want a more structured way to protect their own well-being while continuing to provide responsible care. Its main strength is the way it combines mindfulness with concrete caregiver concerns such as communication, burnout, family coordination, and everyday decision-making. That combination gives the book more utility than titles that focus only on emotional encouragement or only on task management. What distinguishes it in the caregiving genre is its emphasis on the caregiver as a person with limits, needs, and mental habits that shape the quality of care. Abbott does not suggest that caregiving becomes easy. Instead, she offers a framework for making it more sustainable and less depleting. Readers looking for a balanced, experience-based guide rather than a purely inspirational or clinical resource are likely to find this book especially useful. If you would like to support Linda Abbott, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.